a minute and a half coming up right now. So I know
looking forward to this.
To.
Yeah, oh, totally, man. I'm looking forward to this like crazy as the Penguins will be tipping off here. And just as Jed Jackson said, just about 1 minute to go, and we start the conference right here from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Upcoming broadcast that you can expect from Jet and I. Let's see. Now, Jet, I don't know if you're going to be here on New Year's Eve, but the Penguins do play at home on New Year's Eve against South Dakota Mines. That's a noon game.
It's a noon game.
Yeah,
so, see about that,
so the fans will have to check the website to see what's going to happen as far as the broadcast is concerned. Following up after that, Simpson University, the Red Hawks from Simpson, will be in town on the 8th of January. That'll be the first game of 09. 2 days after that, Cal State East Bay will be in town, the Pioneers. And then on the 13th, lucky number 13, the Hawks from Holy Names will be here. So we have an action-packed January set up for you, fans. We just have a few seconds to go until the national anthem. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with you on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Jet is producing tonight's program.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully this CalPAC doubleheader, the opening of conference play, will be good to the Penguins. This would be a good way to get things to end the 08 part of the campaign and get the conference off on the right foot. Now, Bethany, the Bruins, are in the house. Going to be a tough game tonight. Bethany managed to get past, let's see, the Academy of Art University the other night. And then the following night, the Penguins lost to the Academy of Art University. So tonight should be very, very interesting.
No doubt about it, Stu. I mean, I think it should be a good game. The Academy of Art was a tough loss by Lady Penguins. You know, a game-winning shot was missed, and we just didn't happen to pull it out there. But we're looking forward to getting it done in this game. Hopefully, we'll come out victorious, too.
Yeah, that was absolutely a heartbreaker. And, folks, we'll bring you the national anthem now. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, folks, here we go. Jet and I are so excited. This is the opening night of conference play for the Penguins. Down a little bit. And we will now bring you the starting lineup for tonight's ladies' game that is starting things off. A CalPAC doubleheader. Men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30 for the visiting Bethany Bruins, who are 2-6 so far. But, of course, they're opening their conference play tonight as well. Their head coach is Jason Foster, assisted by David Glover and Haley Stoppern. Stoppern was one of the stars on the Bruins team in years past. Shout out to all of the Bruins fans listening worldwide. Starting things off will be number 3, Rosie Brown, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. Number 15 is Janessa Jackson, a 5'8" senior out of Las Vegas. Number 21 is Joy Butler, a 5'9" senior from Anaheim. Number 24 is Heather Mazza, 5'7" senior. She's from Ceres, California, there in the Central Valley. And number 32 is Kayla Lynch, a 5'8" junior out of Apple Valley, California. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers in her second season. She's assisted by Bria Rudd, Lashana Bridgeforth, Christina Witt. Chambers will be sending out number 20, Alicia Flatten, the assist leader from last year. The 5'6" junior is from Hayward. Kelsey Janish will also get the start tonight. Number 22 is Janish, a 5'8" junior from Novato. Michaela Baskerville, number 24, a 5'6" junior from Alameda. Taki Takoi, number 25, is a 5'7" freshman out of Rotorua, New Zealand. And for the Penguins, rounding things out, down low, number 32, Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" sophomore from Santa Rosa. From the NAIA, our three officials are in the house. Annette Tracy, Yolanda Robinson, and Craig Crucis. Both teams out on the floor. Jet and I are high upon the eastern wall, looking down on center court on the area of play from our luxury box. We're ready to get things started now. Here comes the tip-off, fans, and the Bethany Bruins take the tip-off easily. The Penguins are on defense. Penguins defending the northern hoop. And the Penguins will be moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on the computer keyboard. The first shot on goal goes off by Rosie Brown from the left side. She doesn't get it. The Penguins down with the rebound. Quick transition. Here's Baskerville. Right side. Baskerville goes in. drives it down low with 19:39 to go, and Baskerville is fouled. The first foul of the 08-09 campaign. Baskerville will go to the line, Jet.
Yes, sir. Michaela Baskerville, their junior, is a very smart player, very intelligent when it comes to being on the court. Also, she can be very aggressive at times, too, which proved to pay off that time. She drops her first three, or drops her first free throw, as she says.
Penguins up 1-0 with 19:39. Michaela on the line on very high, and this one misses to the right. The rebound is taken down by Bethany's Rosie Brown, who boxed out nicely. Brown's in there at 5'10", but plays much bigger than that. Wears the hose very high. She kicks it outside on the transition. Janessa Jackson over to the right. She drifts to the right, and she gets called on a travel. 19:26 to go. The Penguins in the backcourt now, and the Bruins with full court pressure. Penguins bring it in. Janish over to Baskerville. Back over to Janish. Penguins haven't even brought it across the timeline. They've only got 10 seconds to do so. Boy, the Bruins putting on some massive heat. Here's a jumper by Janish. Oh, and Janish buries it is very nicely. 3-0. Penguins coming up on 19 minutes. First half action. CalPAC doubleheader.
Yes, sir. Janish is able to go up with the jimmy and drop it clean, fighting through the full court press that Bethany seems to be throwing at us. They seem to be throwing a lot of pressure so far, Stu. See if our ladies can stand up to it.
Soft jumper goes off now by Kayla Lynch. Lynch missed it, and then a whistle. It's 3-0 Penguins. Fouls called against Alicia Flatten, 18:51 to go. And that will send Rosie Brown to the line. I thought Lynch was the one who had the foul against her. Lynch and Rosie Brown, the two top scorers for the Bruins. On the line is Lynch, and this one is perfect. Boy, just right down the middle, 18:51, and that's the first point on the board for the Bruins.
Yes, sir. We know how valuable these free throws are, and they can be very valuable to a team once they start getting down, as this Bethany team has.
Brown cans the second one. Penguins, again, stuck in the backcourt. There's the Bruins. A lot of pressure back there. Now they retreat to the forecourt. Across the middle is Baskerville. She goes 360, gets it up to Janish. Janish now drives the baseline and walks with it. She's called by Annette Tracy, the official from the NAIA, with 18:36 to go. It's 3-2. Both teams committing one foul so far. Bethany brings it across the timeline now. The Penguins are not putting any pressure in the backcourt. Joy Butler brings it up left side. She gets it over to Mazza. Now Mazza dumps it off left side to Jackson. Jackson back to the top of the key to Rosie Brown. Left elbow. Brown now two dribbles. Kicks it off, sets up the screen to Mazza, but it's stolen away by Baskerville. All alone, Baskerville right side, and an easy layup. And Michaela Baskerville converts it. He's 5-2.
Yes,
we're coming up on 18 minutes.
Michaela Baskerville is showing that great aggressiveness, as we said. They're able to get the steal, go ahead and take it to the board, getting the points, and that's what we love to see come from our ladies here at Dominican.
Oh, my gosh. Here's a gigantic three ball thrown up there from Kayla Lynch. Lynch was out there at about, I'm going to say 25 feet. I mean, she was so far out there, and it was nothing but swish. And the score is tied now at 5 apiece. 17:43 to go. Here's Gomes in the left corner. Gomes with a good foot fake over to Janish. Janish is out on the wing. Down low, Gomes. Gomes had Janessa Jackson climb right up her back, and she was fouled. Jackson very aggressive, but picked up the team foul. Let's see, they didn't call it a foul. They called it a violation. That can't be right. No, there we go. Up on the board. Second team foul committed by the Bruins. That was no simple violation. Here's the three ball by Alicia Flatten from the left corner with the perfect assist by Janish. Flatten buries a tray, answering the three ball from the Bruins just a moment ago. 8-5 DU. And now a loose ball, and somehow the Bruins end up with it. Here's a big long two ball hurled up by Jackson. And Janessa Jackson with a two ball, 8-7. Penguins on top, Jack.
Yes, sir. It seems like the Bethany team is not going to play a season tonight. They're very quick on offense, very smart, and on defense, as we just see with the steal coming from Bethany University. Now they're going to take it back up against the Lady Penguins.
Janish had it, and then the Bruins forced the issue. Penguins on defense. Here's Janessa Jackson. She kicks it in down low to Joy Butler. Goes up left side, but a whistle. And it's an offensive foul called against Janessa Jackson. So the Penguins will get it on the unforced turnover. And then whistles again as the Bruins are going to sub in Christy O'Daniels. O'Daniels is a 5'5 sophomore out of Visalia. So she has come in. O'Daniels wears number 23. We'll keep an eye on her. She's got the headband on, the only lady on the floor with the headband, Jet. 16:41 to go, 8-7. DU's on top. very early in this one, welcoming everyone worldwide listening. Here is Michaela Baskerville, the big long two ball. In fact, she was out in three ball ranges, way out there, missed it. But Janish comes up with a rebound. Right side now, oh brother, oh man, and there goes Alicia Flatten from the right side. Flatten all of a sudden on fire with two consecutive trays. 11-7, 16-15 to go in the first half, fans. Men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Bethany now on offense. Here's Kayla Lynch way out there on the left wing. 16 on the shot clock. Lynch comes into the free throw line with a very soft, buckling jumper. Lynch gets it to fall. It's 11-9, and up on her feet comes Brianna Chambers. And Chambers had a quick word with Baskerville. Now she's back down. Baskerville's down there in the offensive position. Penguins off to our left. Here goes three ball again. Oh, my goodness.
Alicia Flatten goes ahead and drops another one. That's three in a row, Stu.
Flatten with three. The most I've ever seen in a row on a women's team is five. It was about 5 years ago.
I'm telling you, being able to drop those threes is so great to this team. You can attack them from any which way, and Flatten is so athletic.
Gomes now steals it out of the hands of Rosie Brown. The five in a row was by Katie Christensen about 5 years ago at Holy Names. So keep an eye as Flatten is three on the way. Oh, down low. Takoy's got it on a perfect low-bounced assist by Baskerville.
Yes, sir. Takoy's able to get it.
16-9, fans. 15:09 to go, and the timeout has been called.
Yes,
by
sir.
Jason Foster. Jet?
I'm telling you, Stu, what a great first couple of minutes for our Lady Penguins here. They're able to sit back, be able to knock some threes down, and you know I love to see that. Making it rain here in the Collins Center, as well as Michaela Baskerville being real aggressive on the offensive side of the ball, able to pick up some fouls, able to go in there and score. And that's what we love to see coming from our Lady Penguins here, Stu. I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. This is such a great pick-me-up coming from the last game against Academy of Art, where it seemed we had a little bit of a slower start, but we definitely brought our A-game tonight. But I don't think Bethany's going to back down, so we're going to have to look forward to this upcoming play.
Yeah, you're right. So far, so good. Alicia Flatten, three tray balls in a row, and that does help things. 16-9. Penguins on top. 15:09 to go. Bethany now has the ball on offense. They bring it in. The Penguins employ the full court pressure. 15:06 to go now as the clock rolls. Penguins on defense across the middle, very slowly, methodically, Joy Butler. She kicks it out right side to Lynch. Lynch now drives in against Baskerville. Steps up, buckles, can't get it to go. Takoy with the rebound after a bounce twice on the rim. 14:51 to go. Here comes Flatten. Flatten with the bounce pass outside. Takoy thinking three ball. Flatten way out there on the wing, right side. Now she slows things down, goes between the circles. Flatten sitting on three tray balls in a row. Flatten now drifts over to the right, goes over to Baskerville, sets up a screen. Now Gomes between the circles, left side, now Janish. Down low, Baskerville back outside, Janish three ball on the way, backspin deep. Hauled down by Butler. Butler comes off the rim. Butler now two on two. Left side, Butler now kicks way over to the right side. Lynch three ball on the way, very short. Picked up by Brown, and Brown manages to put it back. 14:17 to go. Penguins by five, Jet.
Yes, sir. The only weak spot I see in their game right now is defense. They need to be able to get up there, snatch those boards, and keep the rebounds from happening so Bethany doesn't have those second-chance shot opportunities.
Penguins have committed one team foul. The Penguins now have the ball down low. Here goes Flatten, three ball on the way. Uh-oh! Flatten with another tray. That's four in a row. Alicia's on fire. Flatten is a shooter as well as a point guard, but my goodness, that's four in a row, Jet. That's something sweet. Now O'Daniels brings it up. She gets it behind the back. She flips it off left side to Mazu. Drifts over to the right. Gets it down low to Brown. Brown, who just scored the last two ball. No. Brown can't get it to go, and the Penguins pull it down. Flatten got nailed there, but she's okay. She comes up slowly. Janish now right side. Uh-oh. She almost drops it out of bounds. It goes between the legs of Gomes. And Gomes couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds, and the Penguins with the unforced turnover. 19-11 or 13-26 to go.
I'm telling you, I like to see those threes drop, though. It seems Alicia Flatten has brought her A game today. She's sniping it, turning it up.
All right, we have a media timeout now, Jet, and this timeout is brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Jet's reading one right now. In fact, you'll be able to read about the outcome of this game tomorrow morning in the IJ. Find them online at marinij.com. Also brought to you by the Bank of Marin. They're online at bankofmarin.com. Proud sponsors of Dominican Athletics. Bank of Marin right down there on 4th Street. 13:26 to go with 19:11 to go. One team foul committed by the Penguins. Three team fouls committed by the Bruins. Tonight is opening night of conference play. Of course, the Penguins are 1-7 in the preseason, but as you know, Jet, preseason doesn't always tell the complete story. In fact, most of the time it doesn't. The Bruins are 2-6 in preseason, but tonight is when it all starts to count.
No doubt. This is where it really comes down to be real and really counts, where these Lady Penguins make that stretch for the CalPAC champions. Hopefully they could be able to get there tonight. Stu able to get there this season. But tonight will definitely be a great start. You love starting off on the good foot, on the right foot. As James Brown would say, on the good foot. But
all right, fans.
Throw him in there.
You are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's proceedings. The end of the timeout has come, and we are ready to get this thing back underway. Game one of a CalPAC doubleheader, 13:25 to go. The clock rolls, 19-11. The Penguins on top, and Alicia Flatten sitting on 4 3 balls in a row. Flatten just got into Christy O'Daniels' mug, and O'Daniels is wiping her nose like she had a bleeder, but she doesn't. O'Daniels all alone in the right corner, but drifting in with Kayla Lynch. Lynch goes up with a no-look. She missed it. Rosie Brown with the rebound, and Brown puts it up and gets the and-one as Kisarina Hafoka gets ready to enter for the Penguins when the time comes. And Hafoka will come in now. The foul is called against Kelsey Janish. And on the line is Rosie Brown, the 5'10" senior from Santa Rosa.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins need to be careful not to rack up too many fouls. If they go ahead and get too many of those, we can be in some trouble early in this game. But, however, they've done a good job in doing that so far. We only have two. It's according to Bethany's three, so can't complain, Stu. Not too much, but hopefully we can get up here and get it done.
After Brown cans the freebie, Tiffany Fuller is coming in her place. Brown with a Brown with a rest, and the Penguins now on offense, moving from our right to left. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. They're broadcasting worldwide as usual. Here's Janish all alone, 360 spin move, and Janish gets the whistle. She does not get the bucket to fall, but she'll go to the line.
Yeah, it looks like Bethany University was looking for the charge there from Janish, but didn't quite get it. She goes ahead and picks up the foul, Stu. Great basketball, great presence, and not stopping, but keeping the play going, trying to go for the rim, trying to go for the shot. And so that pays off for her. We go ahead and get the fouls. And, you know, free throws is what we got to make.
I would agree with that. Janish makes this one easily, rattles around a little bit, but it does go home. 20-14, Penguins on top. Penguins, so far in the first half, Jet, looking great.
No doubt. We have looked superb in this first half, Steve.
This one misses. However, just as Jet and I were gushing about how wonderful the Penguins are.
Sorry, we need to stop jinxing these girls, Stu. I mean, it happens every time we get on here.
Okay, O'Donnell's got it now, the 5'5" sophomore. She drifts out to the right side. She gives it off to Lynch. She's on the wing. Now she goes back up between the circles. Setting up the screen is Fuller, but she doesn't take advantage of it. Now it's tipped out by Takoy. Takoy gets it off to Baskerville, right side. Baskerville alone with an easy layup and about the easiest shot she's ever going to see as a whistle now is blown. Red 24, Jet, and that is Heather Mazza, an off-ball penalty of some sort. 22-14 after the steal by Takoy and subsequent two-pointer by Baskerville. 22-14 with 12:19 to go. The Penguins now at full court pressure, 22-14. As we're trying to get the ball in, we aren't, but the Bruins were. Now in the backcourt is O'Daniels, and she's being guarded by Flatten. Flatten almost stole it away for a second. O'Daniels in trouble, but coming back to help her is Stephanie Nelson, who's entered the game, the 5'6" junior out of Sacramento. Nelson brings it up left side. She's got Takoy all over. Nelson now in trouble, but she manages to get the ball off to Butler. Now left side, and a push is called against Janish. Bruins will maintain control of the ball, but up on the board, Jet, will go one more foul committed by the Penguins. That's their third. 4 committed by the Bruins.
I don't know about that one, though. That one looked kind of clean to me, Stu. I'm going to have to say I didn't see a push, but, you know, we don't argue with referees and just talk about them.
Only once in a while. Left side, O'Daniels now goes up. Too much glass. Hafoka with a nice rebound. Kayserina now throws it, and it goes off of the foot of Flatten, but Flatten picks it back up. 11:43 to go. Flatten now right in the middle of the Conlon Center. Very good crowd on hand, as this is the final couple days of finals week for the students here at DU. A lot of students will be headed home, so hopefully they'll be able to maintain contact with us via the radio station. This one, off by Janish, is waved off. Though it went down, it was a three-baller. It came off the rim, but then it hit the standard jet that holds the backboard to the ceiling of the Conlin Center, and then it dropped in. Of course, that is no bucket. Once it hits the standard, the ball is called dead, 22-14, 11-26 to go, and the ball is then turned over and immediately goes to Bethany. So the Bruins will have it on the long end. Ashley Sherman will bring it in for Bethany. Sherman is a 5'8 freshman out of Reading, way up north. Bethany brings it up now very quickly. Butler. Butler has got Janish plastered to her. She bounced off of her. Kicks it off to Stephanie Nelson, left side. Drives in. Stolen away by Takoy. Hafoka comes up with it. Hafoka dumps it off now to Alicia Flatten, who's sitting on four three-pointers in a row. Here's a big, long three ball by Janish. It doesn't go up. Check it. That's Brittany Rowland who went for it. Rowland couldn't get it to fall. Bruins now on offense after the rebound. Nelson brings it back. Back to the top of the key. Here's Butler drives in. Kicks out almost into the Penguin bench as O'Daniels has it. And a push is called off ball. And I think it's going to be called on Tiffany Fuller or Hafoka. I'm not sure. In fact, it was on Hafoka. I knew it was Fuller or Hafoka. It was those two ladies who were tied up against each other. And they call it against Kayserina Hafoka, the fourth team foul now committed by the Penguins. Four committed by the Bethanys on the short side now. The Bruins are going to bring it in. They've got 5 seconds with which to work. Oh, it's tipped out now by Janish. Into the backcourt is O'Daniels. And back there also is Alicia Flatten. We'll see if Flatten can tie Jet the school record of 5 3-pointers in a row. She's got four. And now tripped up and falling out of bounds is Joy Butler. 10:35 to go, fans. Penguins on top by 8, 22-14. Penguins have led the entirety of tonight's proceedings so far as we are at 10:35. But to the line is Joy Butler, the 5'9 senior. On the way, very flat, and there was just not enough height on that ball, Jet. It didn't have enough of an arc to fall through. It just hit the front of the rim, made its way to the back of the rim, and then spun out. There's no way a flat ball like that could go in.
No, that was flatter than the pancake, so you got to get some arch to it.
There we go, and this one was too deep. So while that one had the arc, it wasn't good enough to go down. Shauna Bryant with a rebound. Penguins have sent Bryant in there, number 44. It's Willie McCovey's old number, 22-14. We're inside at 10.5. Here's Janish, left side. She goes over to the left and finds Flatten. Now Janish drives baseline. Hafoka all alone off the glass. Hafoka is fouled. I believe she was. One of the Bethanys hit the floor. That was Tiffany Fuller. And I guess not, because it was called against the Penguins.
Yes, sir. That was off-ball foul against the Penguins. So
15 foul and thrown away now. Bethany Ashley Sherman chucked it into the fourth row of the grandstands. Penguins still on top, 22-14. We're coming up on 10 minutes to go. And the Penguins will be on offense from midcourt. As Alicia Flatten's got it. See if Flatten can can that fifth three ball in a row if she gives it a try. See what happens. Now the Penguins are on offense. Here's Rowland, the 5'5 freshman out of Seattle. Janish now top of the key. Janish just a little bit left of center. Janish wants to pick up the screen from Hafoka, but goes the other way with it. Top of the key now is Flatten. Flatten, the assist leader of the Cal Pack last year. Is Gomes getting ready to come in. Two on the shot clock. And the shot comes off by Flatten. The shot clock was at two, but she was blocked like crazy, but not without a foul. So somehow the shot clock resets. Timeout has been called, it looks like, by Jason Foster, the head coach for the Bethany Bruins. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson with your DU broadcasters tonight, broadcasting worldwide on DU Radio from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting from the Yukon to the Euphrates, Jet, to all corners of the universe and beyond.
Yes,
it's
sir.
radio.dominican.edu. 9 years of DU basketball live on the air, and I've been with you for every single game, Jet. And what a pleasure it is to open up yet another conference season 08-09 basketball campaign under head coach Brianna Chambers. Of course, Brett Tavani and the guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. 9:39 to go in the first half of this one, 22-14. Jeff, what do you think of the game so far? Is it a pretty exciting matchup?
It's a pretty good game. I mean, of course, Lady Penguins are ahead, which is always good to see. But the Bethany team has not been too far behind. They've been keeping up a little bit, but the Lady Penguins have not gotten ahead of themselves. They've played smart, quick, decisive basketball. They've been able to be a little bit of aggressive, but not overly aggressive. So I definitely think that, you know, we can go ahead and pull away with this win as long as we stay on top of them and keep doing what we're doing, Stu.
Clock rolls, fans. Here we go. Penguins on defense. Stephanie Nelson brings it up for the Bruins. Left side, Butler. Butler between the circles. Uh-oh, backcourt penalty as Butler has it kick right off of her foot. It goes into the backcourt, so good job by Bryant forcing the issue. 9:22 to go. Speaking of 22, the Penguins have 22 and the Bruins have 14. Five team fouls committed by the mighty DUs. Four committed by the Bethany Bruins. Penguins on offense now after the unforced backcourt violation. Left side is flattened after it was heaved across the court by Janish. Here's Gomes, who's re-entered. Gomes now backs up. Goes top of the key. Left side, Janish. Long jumper. Whistle. It was short, but Janish will go to the line. Foul is called
on Bethany.
It sure is. I'm trying to figure out who it was, and I think it was on Tiffany Fuller. Let's see if that's possible. Is Fuller even on the floor? Yes, she is. So that's a 15 foul. Here's Janish to the line, and that one's good. Re-entering the game now for the Bruins is Heather Mazza, who got the start tonight. Mazza, 5'7", senior out of series, and Baskerville to re-enter for the mighty Penguins. And behind her is Arena Scharf. Scharf, her first minutes tonight on the radio station. See if she has a good showing. A 5'6 junior out of West Hollywood. The second by Janish is nothing but swish jet. I love to see that. The Penguins by 10, 9:01 to go. Bethany now on offense as they bring it in. And the Penguins have full court pressure. I always like to see that. 3-on-3 in the backcourt. Penguins now on defense. Stephanie Nelson's got the ball. She has a lot of trouble as Bryant, who forced the last turnover and subsequent 2 points for the Penguins. And the Penguins get wrapped up in a jump ball, and that was a good little bit of defense by Scharf, who forced the issue. Possession arrow, the ball goes the way of the Penguins. Back in the game now for the Bruins. Rosie Brown and Stephanie Caldwell leaving. Ashley Sherman will go back to the bench. Penguins by 10 as the clock rolls, 8:45 to go. Jed, I'm not sure what happened there, but I believe the clock continued to roll as the ball was out of bounds. Am I wrong? I'm not sure what happened there, but nobody called it now a whistle. So now maybe they're going to add a couple seconds to the clock.
True. I think we all missed that, including me, you, refs, and everybody else in the fans, too, in the crowd. So we're going to go ahead and get that straightened away with the ref. But we're always reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu, after watching a good game or before watching a good game, which there always is here in the icebox, you should visit, what's that, Stu, what I always say, Fuentes Taqueria?
Tacos y burritos, the best burritos in town.
Yes, sir, the best burritos in town. And you know you need money heading down to Fuentes Taqueria.
But not much.
Free. Not much, but you can't eat for free. You should get a Wells Fargo, free check-in, and direct deposit for Dominican students. What do they say? There's no such thing as a free lunch, Stu? Something like that?
But almost free down in Fuentes. All right, here we go, fans. Clock rolls, 8:30. Back underway after that official timeout. Janish hurls it up there from the right side. Trying to get lucky with that one. She was being double-teamed. Doesn't go down. Bruins with a rebound. Pretty good job there in the open court as the Bruins bring it up. Now they work it left-right, left-right. Whistle now after Heather Mazza with some good ball control. Bruins will bring it inbounds after the foul is called against Scharf. Yeah, Scharf is in there. Got her first personal tonight. 8:14 to go. Penguins by 10. Oh, Scharf now knocks it. Oh, and Scharf ends up on her face, but she's okay. On the inbound, Scharf is able to knock it away. Bethany now hurls it up in the backcourt. Fits it, heaves it up there. And now the D's are on defense. Here's Mazza, right side. Mazza finds a gap. She kicks out right side to Nelson. Goes three ball. No. Janish with the rebound. 7:50 to go. Janish in the backcourt slowly. She brings it up. She's being covered very closely by Kayla Lynch. Right side, Gomes. Gomes with a fake. Gomes off the glass. Oh, it doesn't fall. Looked like Gomes was going to knock it home there, Jet.
Yes, sir. It did look awfully close. It bounced around a little bit, but not giving it her the bounce that she needed to go ahead and get it. So
Penguins by 10, 7:43 to go. Good first half for the DUs so far as Bryant comes out to Coy back in. Tekoy heads in as the Bruins will bring it in. Check it. The Penguins will bring it in on the short side right under the hoop. Here's Scharf. Sharp is on the right side. She's got Gomes on the right corner. Gomes now drives in baseline. Gomes amid heavy traffic. Gomes hits the bottom of the backboard. And it's just whacked out of there by Tiffany Fuller. And the Penguins now steal it back as Sharp with another steal, but then a travel. Sharp gets caught up.
Yes, sir. She got a little wound up there for a second with the tough travel. But I don't know, Stu. That was a great try over there from the junior getting her first minutes tonight.
7:24 to go, fans, as Bethany's now on offense. Rachel Eastbrook has come in, the 5'7 freshman, Estabrook, check it. And now a big, long three ball is thrown up by Bethany's Kayla Lynch from the left elbow. Is actually way out on the wing. She couldn't get it to go, but the putback by Stephanie Caldwell is good. And now Brianna Chambers calls a timeout.
Yes, sir. Brianna Chambers calls a timeout. She's trying to rally the troops here with 24-16 with a little over 7 minutes left here. It's 7:07 here in the icebox here at Dominican.edu, Radio Dominican.edu. We're always reminding you that if you need some sporting equipment or you got to put on some new shorts or just some new kicks to hit the court, you should go ahead and hit up T&B Sports. T&B Sports is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics since 1946. And you know you need cash, go hit up T&B Sports. Hit up the Bank of Marin. Committed to our business, your business, and our community. That's Bank of Marin, and they're a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics as well as our Lady Penguins take the floor again. Getting ready to take it to the Bethany Bruins, 24-16, 7:07 on the clock.
Pretty good game so far, I'd say, Jed, especially since the Bruins got past Academy of Art University last week, and then the Penguins the next night lost to Academy of Art. So this is a tester for the Penguins. We're in the first half of the CalPAC doubleheader, fans, and the clock rolls. We are back underway now with the play-by-play as my partner, Jed Jackson.
Yes, sir. Baskerville had the ball. She'll go out to Janice. Janice will dribble a little bit. Looks like she looks to be running some kind of offense. And, of course, she goes out to Flatten. Flatten has dropped three threes tonight. Shot goes down to six. It's at five. The other ball was Janice, and she makes the three. Janice with a clean jimmy, and the ball will be taken up court by Bethany University. And number two, Rachel Estabrook. Estabrook will take it up court. She goes out to 24. 24. And Heather Mazel will go over the ball. She pushes in the paint. She goes out again to Estabrook. Estabrook shoots with the long two and is able to go ahead and make the shot. Lady Penguins will go up against the full court press here, given to us on Bethany University. They're sure not playing this soft tonight. Flatten will sit back in the backcourt. She only has 10 seconds. I don't know why she's hanging back so long. Vasquez will go for the ball. Valiant effort by Michaela Vasquez, but she was not able to get it. Ball will go out of bounds. She reaches out there, Stu, with a sort of Randy Moss-like type of catch, but doesn't quite get the grab. So Bethany University will go ahead and inbound the ball. The ball will be inbounded by Stephanie Caldwell.
Jed, I'm not sure why Flatten hung back in the backcourt for so long there. That kind of set up the issue and forced that turnover.
No doubt. They were giving that full court press, so maybe Flatten didn't feel that confident coming through it. The ball is shot up by Bethany University. They rebounded again. Number 32, Kayla Lynch goes out. Kayla Lynch will go into the paint. Cuts out to 33. She'll miss. And Flatten with the rebound. Flatten will carry the ball up for Dominican right now.
Great defensive work there by Gomes to force that air ball.
So Flatten goes out to Taki Tokoi. She misses. The ball is rebounded again by Lynch. Lynch will go ahead to Estabrook, who will carry it up. Estabrook, the freshman from Bonanza, Oregon, coming with Bethany University. Estabrook will go out. She'll go out again to Heather Mazza. Mazza has the ball. She's double-teamed, and she is fouled by Kelsey Janice. Foul is calling her. She was knocked down pretty hard there. Janice playing pretty tight defense with Tokoi for your Lady Penguins.
Well, the Penguins are firing on all cylinders right now, and especially the way that Alicia Flatten opened up the game. 4 3-pointers in a row, fans, and she hasn't missed one yet.
No doubt. And then for the Penguins right now, we have Shelly Kerminko and I believe that is Irina Scharf subbing right now for your Lady Penguins.
Scharf getting a lot of minutes tonight, Jet.
No doubt about it.
Keep an eye on her.
Ball shot out by Bethany. It's missed, but it's rebounded by Tina Fuller. Tina Fuller would go out to 32. 32 would go up the shot and miss. It's rebounded by your Lady Penguins. Michaela Baskerville with the rebound. She'll go out to Flatten. Flatten, who's been dropping threes tonight, will go again to Baskerville. And, ooh, Baskerville recovers after that one. She was caught a little bit out of position with the pass. Tokoi is double-teamed. She goes down low to Sharif. She will go out again to Baskerville. Baskerville will go out to Flatten. Flatten will go up, and the three is batted and rebounded by Bethany University. Bethany University will go up. Oh, and Bethany is called for the travel. That was number 24. Heather Mazza will go ahead and cry for the travel for Bethany University, and we'll go to a timeout here with 4:59 on the clock. 27-18, Lady Penguins in the lead so far.
Media timeout has been called. 4:59 to go, fans. Stuart Horn and Jet Jackson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's proceedings. 17 fouls, Jet, committed by the Penguins. 6 committed by the Bruins on this opening night of conference basketball. Jet is so exciting here.
Yes, the place is
starting to fill up pretty nicely. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Currently 5:58 on Thursday, the 11th of December, 2008. 5:58 is the time, Jet, in California, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. On the west coast of the good old U.S. of A, this timeout brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. Stop by the 4th Street office at 904 4th Mechanics Bank. You find them online, Jet, at mechbank.com. That's M-E-C-H-B-A-N-K. M-E-C-H-B-A-N-K.com. The end of the timeout has come. 4:59 to go. And now with the play-by-play, here is my partner, Jet Jackson.
Lady Penguins step back in at 27-18 so far here with actually a little 1 second under 5 minutes to go, and ball will be inbounded by Baskerville to Flatten. Flatten will go out again to Baskerville, sits on the perimeter, shoot out to Sharif. Sharif will go up to Flatten again. Flatten will go into Shelly Kamari, and she goes up and misses. Tomenko misses the short layup. Ball will be rebounded by Bethany University. They'll bring it up court again. Bethany will go out to Easterbrook. Estabrook will go inside. She'll go up with a short shot. Misses the air ball, and it is a travel on Tina Fuller. Tina Fuller, the junior from Berkeley, California, here representing Bethany University. Go ahead and get the travel call on her. They bring the full court press here. Bethany University not lighting up whatsoever versus these Lady Penguins. Baskerville have the ball. She goes out to Flatten. Flatten goes to Sharif. They finally get it across court. Sharif will go up. She'll go out again to Baskerville. A lot of high passes thrown in this game. Sharif will go inside. She'll go up with the pump fake. Shoots, misses it. But the ball is rebounded by Baskerville. Baskerville misses it. Kremenko goes up again. Kremenko misses the shot. And it's rebounded by Tiffany Fuller will take it up court.
Three shots on goal, Jet. You can't ask for more than that. If you miss all three of those, you deserve to turn it over.
I'm telling you, you got to make the shots. Three chances is more than enough. The ball is given up, however, and Flatten gets the ball. She goes ahead, and she'll be credited with the steal. She goes out to Kremenko.
Oh, great job there by Flatten. She ended up down on the floor, but she got it off to Kremenko. Heads up.
No doubt. Dominican will have the ball, and they'll go ahead to Alicia Flatten. Alicia Flatten passes out to Sharif. She goes up, and it's in and out. Tonka Sequoy, however, with the rebound. She goes inside to Baskerville, and Michaela goes up the short. Two doesn't get it. Kremenko will go ahead again.
That's six in a row, Jet. We can't get one to drop.
I'm telling you, it seems like the Lady Penguins have seen, the magic seems to be rubbing off a little bit. Easterbrook will go inside for Bethany University, and Easterbrook goes ahead and gets the layup, goes ahead and snatches those 2 points. It's 27-20 now with a little over 3 minutes left here in the first half. The Lady Penguins once again facing that tough full court press. They'll go up again. Taki Decoy goes out. Shelly Carmichael. Carmichael goes out. Baskerville. Baskerville tries to push it in. She passes out to Flatten. Flatten with the three. And it goes in. Not four in a row, but four out of five. She goes ahead and gets the shot to drop.
Five in a row, Jet. She was blocked on that last one, but we don't count that one.
True, true. We're not going to count that one.
We're not going to get too technical.
Yes, sir. Flatten plays some tough defense. They'll go ahead again. And Bethany University will go up, draw the foul. That was number 24, Heather Mazza, pushing the paint hard. Got fouled. She'll go up and make the shot.
Man, was she hacked by Shelly Kremenko. Kremenko came down like she was chopping wood.
No doubt.
Just nailed her right on the arm.
This last person you want to run up against is Kremenko, though. She's not going to let you score anything easy. You got to work for everything against our DU ladies. I'm telling you that, Stu.
Mazza painfully deep on that one, Jet.
Yes, sir. And in for Lady Penguins, we have Kelsey Janice, as well as Brittany Rowland will come in, and also Kesarina. I believe that is
Hafoka.
Kresalina Hafoka, the star. She was on the volleyball team.
Yep.
She's a two-sport athlete here in Dominican, and it's great to see that as our team's trying to make that move to NCAA Division II. We need all the great athletes we can get here at Dominican. But the ladies will go ahead. The ball will be inbounded by Baskerville. They'll face that tough press defense. Bethany University is not lining up. They've been playing press all game. A little bit of a trap, too. Ball will go to Baskerville. They finally get it across. By the skin of their teeth that time, Stu. goes ahead. Janice has the ball. She goes out to Sheree. Sheree's getting her first miss tonight. We cross out to Brittany Rowland, the true freshman. She'll go to Janice. There's 5 seconds on the shot clock. Janice goes up. Short two. Misses. And the ball is out. And it's out on your Lady Penguins.
Yeah, Hafoka just tipped it out of bounds.
Yeah, she tried to go up and get the rebound. Didn't quite get her hands on the ball. We brought up again by Bethany University. Esterbrook will have it.
2 minute warning now, Jet.
Yes, sir. Esterbrook is having a good game so far, being able to run this offense of Bethany pretty well, despite the fact they are down 9. Esterbrook will pass in. The shot is taken by Mazza. Heather Mazza is not able to make it. DU Ladies rebound the ball, and we'll go up. Kelsey Janice has the ball. Janice has it. She'll go out to Rowland. Rowland sitting at the top of the key. Goes back again to Janice. Janice trying to make a decision. She goes ahead to Sharif. Sharif passes out to Janice again. These Lady Penguins not being able to get much penetration inside the paint. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Rowland has the ball. A true freshman goes up with the wild three.
No.
Misses. It's rebounded by Sharif. Sharif will go back out to Bastardville. Sharif will take the shot and makes it. Drops threes, and the score is 33-21 here with a minute and 10 seconds left on the clock in the first half, and our Lady Penguins have played a superb game.
Don't forget, fans, at halftime, the halftime extravaganza with all the stats. Jed Jackson, here he is.
No doubt about it, and Hafoka will go ahead and foul number 21, Joy Butler. Joy Butler, she is the freshman. Joy Butler is the senior out of Anaheim, California, representing Bethany University. Anaheim, land of Mickey Mouse, Disneyland, and all wonderful things, Stu.
Yeah. Rally monkey. But, man, Scharf, what a three-pointer by Scharf. Jeez, that was sweet.
No doubt about it.
Inside of a minute, Jet.
Yes, sir, we're inside of a minute. Brittany Rowland will bring the ball up court for the Lady Penguins. She'll go out to Sharif. Sharif will go back to Rowland again. Rowland will go again to Sharif. They're trying to make a decision here. They're playing tough defense. Bethany University goes out to Janice. Janice will go up with the jumper.
Oh, my.
Give me cash.
Oh,
Janice will go ahead and with 40 seconds on the clock, drop the three. Something nice and clean, and we're dropping threes all over the place.
Can the Penguins miss?
Killing it. I'm telling you right now, Stu, we got our sniper rifles out tonight. No one is missing any shots.
Oh,
Basketball goes ahead with the steal. Michaela Basketball is going to push it up court.
Uh-oh.
Oh, loses control of the ball for a little bit. She got her teammates to help her. Rowland goes out. Oh, and Rowland, the true freshman, losing control of the ball.
She got excited.
A little bit excited on that play. Michaela Basketball got her teammates fired up, going ahead and getting the steal.
Who was it? Basketball, the tremendous steal, and then she lost control of it, fired it back indoors, and the Penguins lost it.
Yes, sir. Now a little bit, 15 seconds left on the clock. It's 36-21 here in the icebox in Collins Center. Rowland's playing tight defense up on her guard. It goes out to Mazza. Mazza will go ahead, shoot out to number 21. Number 21 is Joy Butler. Joy Butler goes out to 22. It's rebounded. And the ball is rebounded by Raquel Gomes, and the Lady Penguins are leading in the first half, 36-21 as we go to halftime. Such a great game. They are dropping crazy threes, and Coach Brianna Chambers is nothing but happy right now. I'm telling you.
Hey, man, so am I.
Yes, sir. You love to be up going into halftime, especially by this much of a margin. I'm telling you, Stu, we're loving it here on radio.dominican.edu. But if you're loving here on radio.dominican.edu, you need to hit up Puentes Taqueria. Puentes Taqueria, the best burritos in town. They're a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Also, the Marin Independent Journal. You can read about this game, hopefully an eventual victory for our Lady Penguins tomorrow morning.
Could be, Jed. 36-21. 14:37 to go. Stuart Orne, Jed Jackson, radio.dominican.edu. Jed's going to be back in about 9 minutes with the halftime extravaganza. All the stats. All the everything from the first half. CalPAC doubleheader, opening night of the conference right here at the Conlin Center. And we are so happy that you've decided to join us, fans. Great night of DU basketball, and so far it's been absolutely crazy. Oh, Jet might actually have some interviewees. I don't know. Maybe at halftime might get some of these kids from Coleman School here. What were they talking to you about, Jet?
I know. I couldn't hear.
A bunch of kids came right up. I think they wanted Jet's autograph, but I don't blame them for that. But all of a sudden, they all descended upon Jet, a bunch of kids. I don't know. Sometimes that happens.
I was just trying to tell them 1 minute, and they all walked away. So
I don't even know what they came up to us for.
I was like, 1 minute, 1 minute. They just came out of nowhere.
All right, fans. Penguins are up 36-21. Jet and I will be back in about 9 minutes. We sure appreciate you listening to CalPAC Basketball with us on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Independent Journal website, or you can go ahead and get the Marin Independent Journal. It's been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics for years ago and years to come. It's all about Marin at the Marin Independent Journal. This is Jet Jackson coming to you, and that is the end of your halftime extravaganza. So extravagant, so wild with your man Jet Jackson, only here on radio.dominican.edu. And as my man Mr. Jock would say, we're live from the 415.
What do they say about Jet Jackson? The man, the myth, the legend?
The man, the myth, the legend. That's what Mr. Jock and them say. Apparently that seems to be the case because everyone keeps asking me, who's Jet Jackson? I was like, I don't know.
Nobody really knows who he is.
No one really knows. I tell him it's like a Clark Kent Superman type thing.
Yep.
Josh Johnson's Clark Kent, Jet Jackson Superman. So we go ahead with that. I guess I'm flattering myself a little bit on that, but I like to think of it that way, Stu. I mean, we're killing it up. Stuart Scott, watch out. I tell him every time we get on the mic, I'm going to be coming for you, Stuart Scott. I'm going to be at the ESPYs one of these years.
Well, you're on your way.
No doubt about it. No doubt about
it. So Alicia Flatten's got 5 threes in the first half, fans.
15 points.
15 points. The Penguins are firing on all cylinders. Now let's just hope that they went into the clubhouse and got some more inspiration. If that could even possibly be considered.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to mention, Stu,
yes,
is that Sharif. Sorry about that. Arena Scharf, she has 3 points so far in this game. Arena Scharf dropped a mean three. She's 1 for 3 so far in this game, so I forgot to mention her stats.
Right.
Now her family's probably listening down there in West Hollywood.
Great job there, Jed Jackson. Now we get the second half underway as the Penguins lead by 15. Both teams have switched sides. And as the Bruins bring the ball in from midcourt, they work it down low very quickly to Joy Butler with a turnaround jumper. Nothing. And Janish is down with it. She brings it up very quickly in transition. The other 9 players on the court, all down there underneath the hoop. Penguins attacking the northern hoop now in the second half. And the Penguins have it with 12 on the shot clock. Here's Janish on the left elbow. Janish is blocked like crazy by Joy Butler, who got an arm in there. Right in Janish's face as Janish went off her long deuce. Then went out of bounds off of Butler. Janish now will bring it in. From the left side, she fakes left, she goes right to Flatten. Flatten fakes right and goes left. Back off to Janish, sets up the screen. 3 ball, Gomes by the... Oh, it almost hit the ceiling. It was so high. Gomes got that one off. Didn't quite go down, though. It was a little bit deep. And now the Penguins working on defense as Jonessa Jackson brings it up for the Bethanys. Over to the right side now is Butler. Butler goes top of the key. Rachel Estabrook. Straight away, doesn't want to do it. She gets it off to Butler now. Butler outside on the outlet pass. 3-point range. Janessa Jackson can't get it to go. The Penguins can't get the rebound. Here's a jumper now by Jackson. Air ball. Check it. That was Mazza. She was at the top of the key, and Mazza chucked up nothing but air jet. No scoring now in the first minute and 15 seconds of the second half. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with you on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
This Bethany University team has come out real forceful in this second half, Stu. They got to play a lot of this press defense, trying to climb their way back in it.
I think you're right, Jay. They really need to do it. The Penguins got them by 15 in the first half, including the 5 3-pointers by Alicia Flatten. And here's a long 2-ball on the right wing by Raquel Gomes, and that puts the Penguins up by 2 more, 38-21, coming up on 18 minutes to go. Rachel Estabrook brings it across the circles. And they get it off to Rosie Brown now. She's on the right elbow against Gomes. She drifts in. Now they go out into the corner. Now drifting into the top of the key. Down low. Oh, and the Penguins get in the way of it. Tip it out of bounds. And it's going to go the way of the Penguins after some heads-up play by Janish and Flatten.
Yes, sir. The Penguins showing a little tight defense of their own that time, Stu. Not letting them get inside the paint to make any type of opportunities. It's a great job coming from our Lady Penguins, still remaining tough and aggressive in this second half.
Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. We might be going a little bit earlier than that. Is this game, and not a lot of whistles going here, as Flatten finally misses a 3-ball attempt, and then the Penguins get the rebound and throw it out of bounds. No one goes up into the front row of the grandstands. Wonder if President Fink's listening tonight. I hope so. If he is, a big shout-out to the president of the university, Joseph R. Fink, and his kids who were here at the last game. Always like to see the president at the games.
Yes, sir. It's always great to see President Fink and a lot of our staff out here. It's good to see our Board of Trustees. You know, Willie Brown's on the Board of Trustees now. So
I do know that.
Wish he'd come out to a Dominican game. Well, that would definitely be something.
I wouldn't doubt that he will one of these days. So shout-out to all the all the Penguin people listening worldwide. And there's a travel called against Janessa Jackson. That's an unforced error. That'll go the way of the Penguins. The D's will get it back. 38-21. 17-25. Our ninth season on the air, Jet. 9 years of DU basketball. And I'm proud to say I've been a part of every single one of those broadcasts. Pink Toy goes left side off the baseline after a perfect feed by Janish. Taki Tokoi now gets it down low. Brings it up off the baseline. Brianna Chambers is giving the high five to the other coaches as the Penguins are working one play after another flawlessly. Inside of 17 minutes to go, fans. Here's a Hail Mary drifter up against Gomes. Hits the bottom of the backboard by Rachel Estabrook. And that one doesn't go. It goes out of bounds. And it looks like the Penguins are going to get the ball back again. So all the breaks go in the way of the DUs right now, Jack.
Yes, sir. We might be starting the men's game a little earlier. Might have a good old break between the men's game. There doesn't seem to be many whistles going on this one, too. But great athleticism from Taki Tokoi making that shot the up and under. Something you only see from the likes of a Chris Paul or a Kobe.
Coming up on 16 and a half, no team fouls committed yet by either squad in the second half. Here's the Penguins now on offense. Out there, they're working the wheel beautifully. Janish with a great three-ball look, but it's short off the front of the rim. And Bethany's Rosie Brown, the 5'10 senior out of Santa Rosa, with a nice boxed-out rebound. Here's O'Daniels, and she throws it away. And here's Baskerville all alone. And that's the third one-on-one for Baskerville tonight, Jet. She's made them all.
Yes, sir. Baskerville playing very aggressive, taking it to the cup, being able to get those steals, and that's got to be her third steal on the night.
Man, O'Daniels now got the ball off to our left. The Bruins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, with 16:01 to go. And the Penguins, Jet, have now doubled the score, 42-21, fans.
Yes, sir, and that is four steals for Michaela Baskerville so far in this game, Stu. She's having a defensive game of her life.
You might be right. It's a great way to open up the conference. Penguins looking for big things as Bethany works the ball down low. Kayla Lynch with a soft two ball off the glass. That one goes down. 42-23, 15:44 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. In the backcourt, Penguins got to get it up, and they do. Here's Janish now. Janish brings it in, then she backs up. Between the circles, softly, methodically, she finds Baskerville down low. They go back to the top. Tokoi now right side flattened. Left side, Janish on the elbow. Three on the shot clock. Down low, Tokoi off the glass. Oh, with 1 second on the shot clock, Tokoi draws the foul, and she'll get to go to the line, 42-23 with 15:19 to go. That's the first team foul committed by the Bethanys.
Yes, sir. Tokoi almost had to and one on that, Stu. She's showing great athleticism all the way from New Zealand. Seems like Dominican's recruiting reaches farther than what we thought, Stu. All the way from New Zealand out here to play for our Lady Penguins.
Penguins have been going Australia style for the last few years with David Moore and Alistair Flack and so forth.
Yes, sir. Great players coming from overseas to Dominican, as we see.
The first one by Tokoi is good. And the second one goes down as well, 44-23 now, 15:15 to go. The clock rolls. And moving from our right to left, the Bethany Bruins. They get it down low. Rosie Brown now has all kinds of trouble with the big-time Penguin defense. Brown now short off the rim. Stepping out of bounds is Brown after she gets the rebound. Actually, Joy Butler and Brown went after the rebound when Brown missed it short. Penguins get the ball as it pops out of bounds. Uh-oh, technical foul called. Let's see here. It's called against Baskerville, and that's not a good. That's not good. When you're leading 44-23, DUs are known for keeping their heads under control in the game. Baskerville gets yanked, and rightfully so. Penguins are not about technical fouls, and Baskerville picks up a tee. That sends Kayla Lynch to the line, all alone in the spotlight. The other nine players on the floor in the backcourt, and Brianna Chambers is having a stern word with Baskerville as the first one is missed.
Yes, sir. You don't see Michaela pick up many technicals. That's, I believe, the first one we've seen her pick up so far this year, at least here at the home court on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, you just don't see the Penguins doing it much. It's not the Penguin way. I firmly believe that. 15:03, and both free throws are missed by Kayla Lynch. It's point in possession, though. Now, Baskerville steps out as if the Penguins are going to get the ball after the technical, but, of course, It's supposed to go the way of the Bethany's. However, the Penguins do get it on the inbounds. I'm not sure why that is. When you get the technical, you're supposed to get the ball back afterward as well, Jeb. But the clock rolls either way. The Penguins will take it. 44-23, just sort of a hiccup in the beauty of tonight's game, the elegance with which the Penguins are bringing it to the Bruins tonight. And then the unforced technical picked up by Mikayla Baskerville. Really don't like that.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. They are leading by 21 points so far.
Three ball goes off by Alicia Flatten, and that's the second one in a row. Oh, Flatten steals it away. Tecoy's got it off the glass. Oh, Tecoy gets it to fall. 46-23.
Yes, sir. And this Lady Penguins team is just beasting on this squad right now, Stu. 46-23. We were absolutely killing. Alicia Flatten is having a great game. And a steal by Baskerville. Baskerville will go ahead, drive it in, makes the two. Baskerville will drop the layup, and the Lady Penguins once again are tearing it up so far, Stu.
Pretty good work there by Baskerville. Steals it away and takes it the distance. 48-23 now. Penguins approaching 50 with 14-10. And now thrown up, Hail Mary style, Joy Butler from the left side. It keeps going left. It was never anywhere near the rim with 14:08 to go. And it looks like another timeout has been called.
No doubt about it.
And the Penguins are looking real good here, Jet. 48-23, fans. 14:08 to go.
Yes, sir. I can one thing tell you. There's not a whole lot of excitement over there on Bethany's side of the bitch. 48-23. Lady Penguins are looking good here so far. And you know why I think they're looking good, Stu?
Tell me.
Because they must have got all their equipment from T&B Sports. T&B Sports, since 1946, have been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. You can look up their merchandise online. You know, everything's wireless nowadays. www.tnbsports.com. Or go into the store. They'll help you out. I buy my share of footballs and jerseys and basketball shorts and kicks from there. And my short tenure here at Dominican University. So it's looking real good.
Yeah, T&B Sports down there. They're on about 4th and D, I think. It's something like that, but you can't miss it.
4th and B.
4th and B, thank you very much. Right down the street from the Rafael Theater. And T&B Sports, let's see, I'm going to say they're on the southern side of 4th Street. I think I'm right with that one. 14:08
to go. I got to pull out my compass first, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, all right. That's a good call. 48-23 to go, fans. The Penguins firmly in control, and you are listening to CalPAC Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins at Dominican University of California Radio. Dominican.edu, our ninth season of live basketball coverage. And the first free throw is made by Joy Butler, the 5'9" senior from Anaheim. Butler back on the line, works very quickly. Horseshoe back at her, Janish with the rebound. 14:06 to go, now the clock rolls, Janish right side. Flatten, back to Janish quickly. Top of the key, Gomes. Gomes drifts in, kick out. Oh, the Penguins are working the ball so nicely. They got a soft side over to the right now. A nice head fake by Janish. Kick out, stolen. Penguins now are one-on-one with Flatten. She's up against Estabrook. And Estabrook takes it in herself. 48-26, 13:44 to go. So that all rolled off 1 minute and only 2 points. It's now tipped out of bounds by Bethany as Bethany... Let's see, that was Bethany's 21. Joy Butler knocked it out of the hands of Janish, and then they gave the ball to Bethany Jett. Left side now. As
that was a funny one right there still.
Yeah, that was strange.
It
fell right into press row, too, right in the scorer's table. Here's O'Daniels. O'Daniels slams into Janish, ends up throwing the ball out of bounds. O'Daniels wears the Black Sox very low. She's got the two knee pads, the black ones, and then she's the only player on the court with a headband. 70s style. 48-26. 13-24. Penguins have it now on the deep end.
She's rocking the James Worthy 1988.
Yeah, she is. Only she's got the black headband instead of the white one. If she had on the bubble lenses, that would really be Worthy style.
That would 13-12.
Tecoy now goes right side. Jet and I are having a great time as the Penguins are firmly in control. Left side, Gomes, three ball on the way. Very high, air ball. Or maybe she grazed the front of the rim, but now it ends up in the third row of the grandstands as Alicia Flatten chased it out of bounds. Entering the game now for the Bruins is Stephanie Caldwell, a 5'9" junior out of Sebastopol. It's her first appearance tonight in place of Joy Butler. Also entering the game, Ashley Sherman, a 5'8" freshman from Reading. So Sherman's in there for the first time tonight. 12:59 to go. The clock rolls as Bethany brings it in. On the long end, the Penguins with full court pressure. Penguins aren't giving up anything yet. 12:53 to go. D.U.'s lost such a massive heartbreaker the other night, and they're going to be darn sure they finished the job tonight. Here's a travel against Bethany, and that's called against Caldwell, who's just come in. She got the ball and immediately walked with it. 48-26, fans. 12:46 to go. Broadcasting worldwide on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go as the clock rolls.
The best broadcasting this side of Earth, Stu.
This side of Earth.
This side of Earth.
Not the other side, but this side. Janish goes up now, and is it jump ball? Janish got wrapped up under the hoop with Ashley Sherman. I'm not sure who coined that phrase, this side of Earth. I think it was Jet Jackson.
It was Jet Jackson, the famous Jet Jackson.
The man, the myth, the legend.
We're working on the other side of Earth, but for right now, we got this side of Earth.
For now, it's just this side.
Locked up, baby, this side of Earth.
12 and a half to go now. O'Daniels brings it up. O'Daniels drifts off right side. Low bounce pass into Lynch. Lynch buries a long deuce from the right elbow. 48-28. Deuce by 20. 12:21 to go. Left side to Coy. Tokoy goes back over to Janish. Janish on the wing. Janish calls out the play, fakes right, goes left. Now back to Baskerville as Afoka gets ready to re-enter. Tokoy right in front of us. Tokoy goes to Janish indoors, and Janish slams the hands together as if, I'm not sure as if what to say, but the push was called against Bethany's Stephanie Caldwell. That's a second team foul committed by the Bruins. The Penguins have committed three team fouls. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. For those of you who are interested, and I'm sure most of you are, 12:08 to go. The Penguins by 20, firmly in control. Penguins led by as many as 25 earlier, Jet. Now it just seems like they're backing off a little bit. I'm not even going to come close to saying that they're getting lazy. They're playing very hard, but I think what they're doing is they're probably burning the clock as efficiently as possible and being sure that they don't commit too many fouls.
Yes, sir. That's pretty much all they got to do. They got to pretty much have good ball control, make sure they don't commit too many fouls, be able to make their free throws when they do get fouled, rack up those points, and ride this one out. That's pretty much how you got to do it. Ride it till the wheels fall off. So as long as they stay up, and they are up by a dub, they should be all right. Up by 20 is the place you want to be in. Coming in your first conference game, that's exactly where we like it here on radio.dominican.edu and Dominican University. We know the ice box is filling up right here. A lot of people here to see the women's game, which is a great thing, great change here at Radio.
There are a lot of people. There's a ton of people here in the house, even though it's finals week. And finals week is almost over, and that means a lot of the students head home after finals week, as you might imagine. Our next broadcast, fans, will be on January 8th as the Penguins welcome the Redhawks from Simpson University in the house. Women at 5:30, guys at 7:30. We're back underway. That'll be a CalPAC doubleheader. 12:02 to go, and the Penguins now on offense. As Brittany Rowland has it, she gets it to Hafoka on the right elbow. Hafoka kick out to Janish. Roll it. Top of the key. Rowland is being guarded very closely now by Jackson. They get it to Hafoka, and just as Hafoka was going to dribble drive from the middle of the key, there's a whistle, and the foul is called against Jet. I'm going to guess it was called against Tokoy.
It was called against Tokoy. Was called against Tokoy. It was off-ball foul. So
Penguins by 20, fans. 48-28 with 11.5 to go. And the ball now just trickles out of bounds as Kayla Lynch, one of the two top scorers for the Bruins, was trying to fall on the ball, but it rolled just slowly right into the front row.
A whole bunch of folks were falling on that play. Baskerville was down. Roland looked like she was about to fall. Just a domino effect on that one, Stu.
Bethany's got it now on offense, way off to our left. Bethany attacking that southern hoop at the Conlin Center. And she, let's see, O'Daniels was able to kick it off on the soft side to Janessa Jackson. Jackson was about to slam into Hafoka. Hafoka had come set, and Jackson got nervous. I think she looked up and she walked with it. 11:23 to go. The Penguins still by 20. Here is Janish. Kelsey now dribbles left, right. Out in the corner to Coy, down low, off the glass, too much glass. Hafoka gets it, the put back, and Kayserina converts the deuce. Good job there by Hafoka as we come up on 11 minutes. The Penguins now lead 50-28 in tonight's opener of the CalPAC, and then Janish forces the issue. A poor pass by Janessa Jackson, it ends up in the hands of Hafoka. Here is Janish, gets it up on the right side, goes Baskerville. Now Case Arena, who just scored the deuce. Tokoi thinks about it, doesn't want to do it. Here's the corner over to Roland. Too much. Oh, and falling out of bounds is Baskerville, and they give the ball to the Bruins as Baskerville kind of did a two-step there right in front of the Penguin bench. They called it out off of Baskerville, but then they reconsidered that call and gave the ball back to Baskerville.
The referee was doing her own little two-step there, pointing to the left and oops to the right. So
10:40 to go, fam.
Correction on that one.
Roland brings it. Now she goes between the legs, and she has it right between the circles at the top of the key. Left side is Tokoi in the corner. Tokoi calling out the play. She's being guarded very closely by Rosie Brown. Gets it down low to Foca, and Case Arena has now scored the last four for the Penguins, 52-28. 10:20 to go. The clock rolls. The Penguins cannot be stopped tonight. Rachel Estabrook brings it up. They had a beautiful first half, and they're looking looking pretty darn good in the second half. Hafoka now goes down there under the hoop, flat-footed. After Bethany misses a shot, Hafoka just sticks the arms up there, and she's such a presence down low. She manages to force the Bruins to cause all kinds of problems for themselves. 10:08 to go. Stolen away now by Rosie Brown on the inbound.
Dominican gets the charge. Baskerville was jumping in, took the great charge, too.
Baskerville standing there under the hoop. Rosie Brown drove right into her. No bucket. 10:06 to go. Penguins will get it on the unforced turnover. Now Brown wants to have a word with the referee to find out exactly what happened. Inbounds. Bethany playing very aggressively now as Joy Butler dove for it. It goes into the front row of the grandstands. 52-28. 10:05 to go. Penguins going to bring it in. They've only got 5 seconds to do it. They do, finally, and the clock does roll. Tokoi, we're coming up on 10 minutes. Baskerville, left side, Janish. Janish thinking about it. Janish now cups the ball into the left arm. Now she drives in on the right baseline. Air ball. Tokoi, though, has it. No, she just flings it out. Baskerville, left side, Janish. We're going to start over. Shot clock cannot reset. 7 on the shot because it was an air ball. Here's Tokoi, and she walks with it. And it's forced by Rosie Brown, who slams the hands together. But, Jed, I don't think the Penguins are going to be intimidated by that hand clapping too much.
No, because the score says 52-28. So anything the rival team does in order to sit there and throw you off, you're like, hold on, we're winning.
That's right. When you're up 52-28, I think as demonstrative as the other team may want to be is quite all right.
It's quite all right. It's okay. They can clap their hands, stomp their feet, jump around, turn up and down, and spin around. It seems like the Lady Penguins are going to come away with this one. 9:41 left, Stu, and we are tearing it up so far. Coach Brianna Chambers is nothing but smiles on the bench. Michaela Baskerville, however, very impressive how she took that tremendous charge on the steal from Bethany University. She was able to step in there quick, showing a lot of smartness, and that's that intelligence we were talking about coming into this game, how the Lady Penguins have to play a good ball. But in the house is Dr. Fink.
Is he?
Yes, sir. Dr. Fink is sitting right there on the lower level.
He's got
the courtside seats, and he's here enjoying a great game at Dominican. And also, my man Mike Wells, a.k.a. Mr. Jock, is sitting down there as well.
All right. Tonight is opening night, fans, of the 08-09 conference play. Of course, the Penguins are 1-7 in the preseason, but tonight is when it really starts to matter. Yes. The preseason has no bearing on whether or not the team advances to any national tournament at any point. Here's a soft jumper and an inbounds by Rosie Brown. Not even close. Brown was all alone out there, just a couple of feet behind the elbow on the right side. And Brown couldn't even find rim as Alicia Flatten gets ready to come in.
So that rebound had the chance to go in Dominican's favor. Baskerville got her hands on it real quick, but was caught sort of by surprise. So that didn't quite work out for us. But the first free throw was missed by Joy Butler, I believe.
That is Joy Butler, and it was so flat. It was such a line drive. As the Penguins are going to bring Hafoka out, Baskerville out, and Roland out. And we'll get their replacements for you in just a second, fans. The second one, again, is very flat and is no good. As it comes out, Bethany rebounds, but then a whistle subsequent, and it was immediate. Tiffany Fuller was the recipient of the rebound. 5 team fouls committed by the Penguins. 3 committed by the Bruins. We are in the second half, and we are at 9 minutes and 25 seconds to go on this night, a CalPAC doubleheader. We're in game 1, and the Penguins firmly in control of things, 52-28. Penguins led by 15 at the half, and they have not let up at all, which is nice to see after Alicia Flatten hit 5 of 6 3-pointers in the first half, 4 in a row, and then she had one blocked, and then she canned another one, 52-28, as the whistle blows and the clock stops. 9:06 to go as Raquel Gomes re-enters the game in place of Shelly Clarmenko. She is out there with Arena Sharp, also Alicia Flatten, Kelsey Janish, and Taki Takoi. I think I've got all five. 8:59 to go, 52-28. To the right side now, an air ball is chucked up by Bethany's Heather Mazza. Mazza then climbed up the back of Arena Sharp, the 5'6" junior out of West Hollywood, and knocked it out of bounds. The Penguins will get the ball. Pretty aggressive stuff there on the part of the Bethany's. They're still playing hard.
Bethany's playing hard, and they're getting a little more physical in the second half, trying to claw their way back in it, which seems highly unlikely. That is 52-28, so.
8:40 to go, fans. 52-28, as Jed Jackson mentioned. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Here's Janish. Janish tries to fire it down low to Gomes, but ill-advised, stolen away by Joy Butler. Butler at the last second kicks off to Estabrook, and Estabrook converts a deuce from the baseline on the left side. 8:20 to go. The Penguins now lead by 22. It's been as many as 25, 15 at the half. The Penguins have just come out in the second half, blistering the place. 8 minutes and 8 seconds to go. And down low was Flatten, but Flatten had the 5'10" Rosie Brown in her mug the whole way. Sharp now, drifter from the right side, can't get it to go. Takoi the rebound, left side Janish, three ball on the way, very high, short. And that one kicks right back to Heather Mazza, the 5'7" junior out of series. Mazza takes it the distance. And Takoi with a steal after, I believe it was Flatten who got a hand in there. Takoi ends up with it. Flatten now ends up kicking it around. Brown now falls down and throws it back in, 52-30. And she gets it off to Rachel Estabrook, who goes up right side. Estabrook at the last second kicks off to Mazza. Mazza goes up and a whistle.
Yes, sir. It's very strong there right there. Mazza seemed to be fouled by Taki Takoi. She went ahead and made the foul. Taki's having such a great game so far, coming all the way from New Zealand to play here in the great state of California for the best-kept secret in California, which is Dominican basketball.
Heather Mazza, not going to be a secret too long if they keep playing like this, 52-30.
No doubt about it. Great way to start off conference. And Mazza will go ahead and make the first of two free throws.
Baskerville getting ready to come back in, and she does come in place of Flatten with 7.5 to go exactly. And as Jet mentioned, the first three free throw from the 5'7" senior, Heather Mazza, goes down, and the second one's on the way, and it is perfect. 52-32 now, DU on top. Also entering the game is one of the top scorers for the Bruins, Kayla Lynch, the 5'8" junior. She's out of Apple Valley, California, as opposed to Chris DeMarco, who's out of Apple Valley, Wisconsin. I think that's right.
Yes, sir, that is. Apple
Valley. That's a lot of Apple Valley.
I know there's that many Apple Valleys.
All right, here's Baskerville now. Baskerville fakes left, now goes right. Out on the wing is Gomes. Gomes heaves it across the court to Takoi. Here's a big long three ball by Sharp. Doesn't go. Sharp ends up falling backward. Here's Kayla Lynch on the rebound. Lynch now takes it down, dribbling right-handed. Backs up, fires a long three ball. Boy, I didn't think she was outside the arc, but they gave it to her anyway. Penguins by 17, 6:54 to go. And Coach Chambers has called a timeout, Jet. Still pretty good stuff. The Penguins by 17, 52-35 to go. Fans, our next broadcast coming to you at 5:30 p.m. on January 8th when the Penguin women open up that CalPAC doubleheader against the Red Hawks from Simpson University. The guys are scheduled to start at 7:30 that same night. But for tonight, we have plenty of action left, as it is 6:48 p.m., fans, on the West Coast from Dominican University of California in the good old U.S. of A. 6:54 left to go in this game. 26 on the shot clock, 52-35. Penguins on top, 16 fouls committed by the Penguins, only 4 committed by the Bruins. And that's the end of the timeout. And Sharp is bringing it up, and Sharp does so. Now she heaves it across the court right here in front of Jet and I in the opulent broadcasting area. Here's Janish. Janish now between the circles goes three ball on the way.
Oh,
man, oh, man.
They've been hitting threes like crazy tonight, Stu.
That had So much height on it, Jet. Such a beautiful arc. It was majestic, and it just dropped. 6.5 to go. 55-35. DU's making another statement by canning a big three ball there. Good shot by Janish. Now bringing it up is Estabrook. Estabrook drifts over to the right side, now throws it out of bounds. I don't know who she was looking for. There's nobody around the ball when it crossed the boundary area into the end zone. Nobody around it except Penguins.
Nobody whatsoever. The Penguins were able to get that down, and it seems like they'll go ahead and inbound the ball right now. Janice can snatch, however, by Joy Butler, who will go ahead and roll it all out of bounds.
Hey, why don't you open up the AOL Instant Messenger there, Jet? And, folks, if you'd like to interact with us, you may do so right here at the broadcasting area.
Yes, sir. You can go ahead, send us some messages, tell us how great Stu and Jet Jackson are.
Or how great the Penguins are. That might be good.
Oh, yeah, that's good, too.
Yeah, Kayla Lynch now from the left edge. You can find us on the AOL Instant Messenger, fans. You can send us an instant message. It'll go right to Jet. Our online name, our screen name, that is DUC Radio. No spaces, no capitals, no nothing. Just DUC Radio. And please keep it clean because Jet's the guy to read it. Now on the inbounds, Scharf gets the ball on the left side. She goes down low. I don't know what you're saying to me. She goes down low, and the Penguins manage to convert the deuce. 6 minutes exactly. 57-35. Did you need a pen or something? 5:50 to go. Jets whispering to me. I still don't understand you, Jet. But on the turnaround...
It's the password for AOL.
Oh, okay. Very good. Joy Butler gets it to go down. And 57-37.
Oh, Janice will go
I
up.
I think
she'll
it's this.
Hard.
I think it's this right here. Janish now falls down in between the circles. 5:33 to go. 57-37. But the Penguins will have an opportunity to stretch that lead as Janish, falling backward, ends up on the line now for the DUs. Getting ready to come in is Jordan De Silva Duramo. Duramo, a six-footer out of Fort Bragg. She's only a freshman. And the first one by Janish is good, limp-wristed in the air, and that one goes down. All right, the AOL Instant Messenger has been opened. Jet is receiving messages as we speak. And if you'd like, fans, you can send us a message right here or a shout-out. And in any comments you'd like to make, and we'd love to hear from you. 5:33 to go as the first one from Janish goes, and the second one from Janish goes. So, for instance, let's say you're one of the parents listening. We'd love to hear from you. 59-37, 5:33. What? Janice just made two. Why is she going again? Oh, it was a three ball. I see. She gets three.
Yes, sir.
And she makes them all. 60-37. 5.5 to go exactly, fans. Here's Joy Butler. She brings it up right side. Butler now kicks off to Lynch. Lynch now dribble drive. Now she goes back outside. Soft side Butler. Butler throws it away. Baskerville knocks it out. Over to Flatten. Flatten goes left side. Janish. Janish brings it up and slows things down. Janish has got Brown all over. Oh, Janish was fouled. Brown committed all kinds of
physicality in this game.
Yeah, all kinds of trouble there. And they give the ball back to the Penguins, and rightfully so. So right under the hoop will be Alicia Flatten, who has 5 3 balls already. Flatten's got 5 seconds to bring it in. She does get it in, and it's tipped out by De Silva Duramo. And Duramo was looking for it. Flatten tried to hit her on the inbounds, a six-footer, knocked it out. Duramo's got the jersey out yet. You know how I feel about that. I'd like to see her tuck that thing in. 60-37. Here's a big, long layup by Janessa Jackson, and that does not go. But there's a whistle. Jackson will go to the line. And it looks like the foul's committed against... media timeout is called in. Called there, Jack. I'm not sure who that foul is called. Let me see if I can find out. Foul's committed by Alicia Flatten. I couldn't see who that was.
Me neither. I mean, it seems to looks like the computer screen over here or something was going ahead and blocking my vision, Stu, but
60-37,
they
fans.
Need to clean off the windows of this press box up here, Stu.
Well, we're so far up here, sometimes it's hard to see when you're looking down on center court. As we are. I mean, we're looking practically straight down on the middle. We have the best seats in the house. Can't complain about that. Complete with carpeting. 4:54 to go, fans. 60-37. Stuart Orne, Jet Jackson with you. On the radio home of the Penguins, This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Happy birthday to Professor Beals, who celebrated her birthday last Sunday. I think it was her 39th. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins. 5 team fouls committed by the Bruins. Opening night of conference play. Penguins looking to put another banner up on the eastern wall of the conference of the Conlin Center, named after sister Sam Conlin. And this one by O'Daniels goes down. And the Penguins lead 60-38 with 4:54 to go. Of course, the clock doesn't run during the free throws, as you might imagine. And this one rattles around and goes home. And now the Penguins will bring it in on the long end. They get it in, and immediately O'Daniel steals it away after a poor pass inbounds intended for Janish. Here's the attempted three ball by Joe Butler, top of the key, no. Penguins come down with it on the rebound. 4:43 to go.
Looks like we got an aim right here from Britt Rowland fan, who says, hey, tell the coach to put Brittany Rowland in. It would be much appreciated.
All right, Jed, I'm going to send you down there. You go tell the coach what to do, okay?
No doubt about it. I'm going to go down there right now. Put Brittany Rowland in. She
needs
to go in.
Hey, coach, how about Rowland? Okay, coach doesn't listen to us up here. We're so far up here. 4:40. We'll see what we can do.
Maybe
we can talk her into it. I'd like to see Rowland in there more myself.
Yes,
she did play a little bit earlier.
She's a true freshman. She's showing a lot of great skills. I'm looking forward to seeing here at Dominican.
Side of the backboard now. Uh-oh. And Flatten comes up very slowly after she hit the side of the backboard. We're keeping an eye out for Rowland. Maybe we get Brittany Rowland back in there. 60-39. Thanks for the shout-out there on the AOL Instant Messenger.
Yes, sir. That's a shout-out from Brittany Rowland's brother.
All right.
Yes, sir. Brittany Rowland's brother shouting out from, I believe, all the way in Seattle, Washington.
All right. That'll work. 4:25 to go, fans. If you'd like to interact with us, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. No spaces. 60-39. DUs on the long end. Oh, boy. They've only got 5 seconds to bring it in. They used about 4.5 bringing it up. Clock rolls. 4:20. Here's Flatten. Left side, DeRamo walks. So DeRamo's had the ball thrown to her twice. Once it tipped out, one time she walked with it. And she's got the jersey out still. So we got to get DeRamo to tuck that thing in. Here's the big long one by O'Daniels. No, check it. That's Janessa Jackson. Goes three ball attempt, can't get it to fall. She was way out there in the left corner. And if Bethany's going to do anything tonight, they're going to have to start nailing threes real fast. Bryant's got it now. Penguins working the clock. 3:50 to go. Here's Flatten. Flatten chucks it away. Flatten went in up against Kayla Lynch. There's no way she's going to get one over Lynch's head. Lynch pulls it down. She flips it outside. Takes it herself. Right elbow. No good. Lynch now gets her own rebound and buries a three ball. 60-45. And a timeout has been called by Jason Foster. Boy, I don't know why Foster had called the timeout, Jed, just as the Bethanys were starting to get a little momentum going that big three.
No doubt about it. It seems like they're starting to get back into it. They've cut the lead to 15. Not close, but definitely not as far as they were. But hey, Stu, we got some IMs coming in. Brittany Rowland fan, a.k.a. Brittany Rowland's brother, all the way from C-Town, as he says. Seattle, Washington, it rains all the time down there. He's doing it up. He says he's got no more Seattle Sonics, so all he's got is the Dominican Penguins to root for here on radio.dominican.edu. So we'll be providing you with great games, man.
Yeah, thanks for the IM. Good
no
to hear from
it.
You.
And
good
all the people down there in C-Town, if you want to go ahead and tune into the mini game after this, it's great basketball. Only here on radio.dominican.edu.
3.5 to go, fans. Stuart Arne and Jed Jackson bringing you the final moments of this one. Penguins now working the clock, and the Penguins get it inbounds. It's stolen away by Lynch. Penguins have some room with which to work, but only 15 points. 3.5 minutes. It's not totally insurmountable, but the way the Penguins have been playing tonight is highly unlikely. However, let's not go crazy. As Lynch stole the ball on the way in and then picked up the foul. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins in the second half. First one by Lynch is good. It's 14 points now. 3:29 as Tokoi comes in place of Bryant. And the Penguins don't want to do anything stupid here and allow Bethany even a glimmer of hope of getting back in this one. To the line, Lynch on the way, and that's good. So Lynch did just what she needed to do, and that's bury both of them. Inbounds now, Janish. Full court pressure.
And Brittany Rowland is in the game now.
Rowland has entered the game, fans. Those of you who are listening, and Jet and I have a lot of influence over the coach, and we went down there at that last time out and insisted that she bring Rowland in because Rowland's brother IM'd us, and well, he was basically begging, wasn't he, Jet? But that's okay.
Well, no doubt. You got to see him on the court.
Here's Rowland, three ball on the way. Oh, a little bit deep. It came off the front, pounded deep. 2:55 to go. All right, we wanted to call that one for Rowland's brother. But she is in there, fans. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock as Joy Butler brings it up. Now right side driving in is Estabrook. Whistle. Estabrook was headed in from that right baseline. And the foul is called against Tekoi as Kaserina Hafoka is getting ready to re-enter the game. That's right, fans. Brittany Rowland, the 5'5" freshman out of C-Town, Seattle, Washington, is on the floor. She's out there with Hafoka, who has just entered the game in place of DeRamo. And this free throw is good. And the Bethanys creep ever closer, 2:46 to go. And Estabrook will get a chance to do it again. She's out there with Tekoi, and this one misses. And Baskerville up to Rowland. Rowland's now got it in the backcourt. She brings it up between the circles. Rowland drifts off to the right, throws it to Tekoi. Tekoi wasn't even looking, and Rowland heaves it out of bounds. 2:36 to go. Unforced error at a bad time. 60-48. Beckman's now on defense. Here's Estabrook between the circles. She's got Rowland plastered to her. Rowland wants to make up for that last error. Rowland, the freshman. Here's a 35-foot three-ball attempt. Not even close. Kaserina Hafoka comes down with it. It's a jump ball? Are you kidding? And the possession arrow is going to go. Oh, it's going to go the way of the Penguins, I believe.
Yeah, it's going the way of the Penguins, but we got a little hot right there for a second. I was about to say, Kaserina came down like she had total control of the ball.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Okay, here's Janish now as the Penguins bring it in. Janish is pushed out of bounds, and Bethany gets it back. And with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go, Jet, this thing ain't over. 60-48, fans. Bethany's going to have it on the short side, on the sideline, but very close. They're inside the top of the key. They get it inbounds. The Penguins without a whole lot of defense right now. Here's Estabrook. She drifts around. She gets past Rowland. She beats Rowland and throws it up. She's blocked. Caldwell down with it. Big, long three ball goes off by Lynch. And the ball goes out of bounds, and let's see who they're going to call it off of. The referees are going to have to have a little conference with 2:01 to go. 60-48, 2 minutes and 1 second, and they conference and give the ball back to the Bethanys as the Penguins had it originally. Gomes has re-entered the game as Rowland leaves and Hafoka leaves. In place of Rowland, it looks like I'm not sure who came in her place. It might have been Flatten. Now a turnaround jumper goes off by Caldwell. 180, no. Penguins down with it. Tekoi, 150 to go. Flatten to bring it up very slowly. She's got Janish helping her. Tekoi's out there with Gomes and Baskerville. So a lot of starters here for the Penguins as the final minute and 45 seconds rolls. Penguins now on offense. 60-48, fans. We're coming up on a buck and a half. Here's Gomes, Tekoi. Right side, Tekoi with a jumper. Tekoi missed it by a mile. Very short. Taken down by Brown, but she steps out of bounds. Looks like the Penguins might have it. Let's see what they say. Foul has been called against Tekoi. Yeah, the foul is against Tekoi with 1 minute, 30 seconds exactly. The Penguins' lead is only 12 now, Jet.
Yes, sir. It seems like the Bethany Bruins have been able to pick their way away at this lead, chop their way away at it.
Hey, you're right. It was 25 a minute ago. Rosie Brown on the line. Rosie Brown deep. Rosie Brown kick out. No good. That's the double bonus for the Penguins as Tekoi committed the 10th team foul of the half. 1.5 to go. Here's Brown. She'll get another try. Brown's the other top scorer on the team along with Kayla Lynch. And this one does go down. 60-49, 11 points, a minute and a half. Timeout has been called. And you are listening to CalPag Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins Radio. Dominican.edu, Stuart on Jet Jackson with your D broadcasters for tonight. With 1 minute and 30 seconds to go, the Penguins in the preseason went 1-7, including just a heinous loss the other night. It was such a... such a hard one to swallow as the Penguins led three times by 8 points to Academy of Art University and ended up losing as Academy of Art just would not let the Penguins stay ahead. And the Penguins ended up losing 68-66. So the Penguins 1-7 in preseason. The Bethany Bruins 2-6 in preseason. And we are ready to go. If Joe would turn the music down, I would appreciate it. 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. Thank you, sir. 60-49. Penguins on the inbounds. Gomes has it on the backcourt. Here's Baskerville. Penguins just playing catch back there. Janish has got to bring it up, and she does on the right side. Bethany knocks it out of bounds. It ends up in the front row. It ends up in the Penguin bench, and the Penguins will have it as Janish has it right here in front of us, in front of the broadcasting area. Penguins managed to burn off 10 seconds, and the clock rolls. 1:17, and here is Alicia Flatten. Shot clock is at 13, as it did not reset. Here's Janish. Janish with a head fake over to Flatten. Flatten in the corner with 8 seconds. Flatten now drives baseline. She goes to Gomes. 1 foot outside, 1 foot inside. Two-pointer on the way. No. Taken down by O'Daniels. Check it, Johnson. Jackson, Jonessa Jackson's got it. She goes top of the key to Butler. Left side of the head fake is Estabrook. Estabrook goes up softly, nothing. Taken down by Flatten. Flatten's knocked around 49 seconds. Penguins by 11. Here comes Flatten, bringing it up. Flatten in the backcourt. Flatten over to Janish. Penguins haven't crossed the line yet. Now they do to Baskerville, left side, 39 seconds. Here's Flatten, and it looks like the Bethanys are going to give it up. 35 seconds. Left side. Baskerville on the way. Big long two ball, no. Hauled down by Bethany's Stephanie Caldwell. Not a lot of urgency now in Bethany's game as it's 11 points with only 22 seconds to go. Easy layup miss there by Bethany's Joy Butler, who went in left side. Penguins will just stand on it in the backcourt. Shot clock's off, fans. 12 seconds to go and no pressure in the backcourt. Penguin fans are coming up on their feet. Bethany's going to call this one over. 60-49 is going to be your final. 3-2-1, and that'll do it. And the Penguins are victorious on the opening night of the conference jet. Penguin women have started things off just the way the Penguins wanted to do it. And they're now batting 1,000, 1-0 in conference in the 08-09 campaign.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins pretty much playing an almost flawless game. I mean, we saw a lot of threes drop. We saw a lot of steals. Great games by Alicia Flatten. Great game by Tonka Decoy. Great game by Michaela Baskerville. And they seem to come here and tear it up. 60-49 is your final score. Lady Penguins had a good one going in here, Stu, and I have to say that they definitely had a great pick-me-up from that last game versus the Academy of Art, where they lost in a short, close game. They were able to get it done here, and it's great to correct yourself, and I'm telling you, this conference outlook is going to look pretty good so far. We're hoping the Penguins will be able to go ahead and get it done and keep getting it done so far as they light it up and get the crowd warmed up here in the Collins Center for our men's team that will be facing on the court.
Yeah, the guys are scheduled to tip off in 22 minutes, fans. We invite you to stay tuned and listen to that one. But for now, we're basking in the glory of 60-49 as the Penguin women open up the 08-09 conference campaign with a win over Bethany. And Bethany is no slouch. Bethany, very tough. And this is a very good indicator for the Penguin women. And it's got to be a great motivator for them as well. After a tough loss the other night to Academy of Art, as we mentioned, Academy of Art beat the Penguins, but the night before they had lost to Bethany. So that might tell you something, that the Penguins did come out tonight firing beautifully. Alicia Flatten with 5 threes, 5 of 6 in the first half. And all the Penguins played very well tonight. Very, very happy the way things went tonight, Jed. Want to shout out to all of the Bruin fans listening worldwide, thanking you. Inviting you to stay tuned for our second game tonight. Jet and I will be back with all of the action. And we'll be back in about 15 minutes with the men's game. Please stay tuned for that one. Penguins win. They're 1-0 in conference. Penguin women, 60-49. You heard it. You heard it right here on radio.dominican.edu.
We're live from the 415.